Did you know the love of God never fails? The love of God never fails. Love leads the way. Love leads the way to victory. Love leads the way to peace. Love leads the way to joy. Love leads the way to provision. When you stay in the love of God, you stay in the vein of God because God is love. You cannot separate God from love. Amen? So when PK has been talking about knowing God and knowing his spirit, and I've talked about they're one and they operate together, they work together. When you're pursuing the heart of the Father, you're pursuing the heart of the Holy Spirit. So don't get all mixed up like, oh, do I address the Holy Spirit or I address the Father? You can address both of them. Did you know that? You can talk to both of them. But they hear your heart, right? So, and students, you're going to learn more about that in school, by the way, knowing to hear the Holy Spirit more and all that kind of stuff. So get excited. Okay, the plug for the school. Promoting. But PK has been talking about knowing God. So when we pursue knowing God, we will know his spirit and we will perceive the Holy Spirit speaking to us, knowing him and knowing what he's speaking to us. And he's been speaking to me about that we need to remember that everything is founded on the love of God, okay? We need to remember that. You know, sometimes I think that we're so focused on miracles and the supernatural, which we need, and God displays himself that way. But did it say that God came and miracles happened and then he saved people? Yes, Jesus taught and he brought healing and he brought miracles, right? But what moved God to do the miracles? What moved God for things to happen? It was the love of God, wasn't it? For God so loved the world. Oh, Tom, did you need something? Are you raising your hand because you needed something? Okay, just checking. All right. I didn't want to dismiss you, brother. Okay, so it's the love of God, though. It's the love of God. For God so loved the world, right? That he gave. So the compassion that was welling up in Cindy was the love of God for people. The love of God. And let us never forget, church, that we are to be a church of love. And I love that we have that. We have that testimony and that we have that, what's the word I'm looking for? That we're known when people come and they experience the difference. They experience a difference with a love and acceptance, right? They come and they're like, I felt loved here. I feel accepted here. Because that's what we want people to know. Did you know that love does not always agree with everything that you do? See, that's the twisted lies of the world, that you have to love and agree with what they do. I'm going to set it straight. The truth is you can love and not agree with choices people make. A person that walks in here, they could be drunk, they could be doing drugs, whatever, and I could love them. I can love them and have the heart of the Father for them. But I can say, I don't agree with that lifestyle. I don't believe it's best for you, but I love you, and I know God loves you, and he wants to help you to get away, to be delivered of that. He wants to show you that he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Amen? No one can come to the Father and receive deliverance and a change of life except through Jesus Christ. He's the one that changes us forever. He's the one that gives us a new nature so that we don't have to go to that, to the world's ways, which is unsatisfying. Come on, church. It is unsatisfying. Can you look back at your life and see where you were and where you are now and say, thank God, I'm different? Sure, you may not be where you want to be, but God is ever changing us. God is transforming us day by day, layer by layer. He is peeling back and showing us things that we surrender to him. Amen? God is a God of love, and he loves you too much to let you stay the same. God is ever changing us. Amen? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever because he is good and only good. But come on, we have some flesh that we need to get rid of. But God's love sees and knows and changes us and deals with us and does like a surgery in us, amen? He is so good. So we hear him. John, just for time's sake, John 10:27 talks about that we hear his voice. that we know that we hear his voice, and as strangers, we won't follow. We'll know him and we'll follow him. We listen to his voice. Amen. I'm getting another translation mixed up with that one. I think it's Amplified. But anyway, but and then Romans 8:14. That's another one that talks about that we are led by the Spirit of God. You hear when you receive the Lord into your life, when you receive Jesus into your life, the Holy Spirit is deposited into you, the Spirit of God, so you can hear him. Amen. Now, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with infilling in your own prayer language, I'm telling you what, there's another dimension. You are more in tune because you can pray at all times and keep yourself tuned to the Holy Spirit, right? And then it makes it easier to hear and discern what he's saying. But you can hear the Holy Spirit, amen? When we continue to grow and develop in knowing God and his Spirit, we will start to produce attributes of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We will start to produce attributes. 1 John 4:7-8, and this is the Passion Translation. It's so powerful. It says, those who are loved by God, let his love continually pour from you to one another, because God is love. See, there it is. Everyone who loves is fathered by God and experiences an intimate knowledge of him. Wow, come on. The one who doesn't love has yet to know God, for God is love. Wow. Those who don't love are yet to know God. But the thing is that we can know God. We can know him. Amen. We can pursue his heart. We can pursue God. I want to know you, and I want to know the love you have for me. There's two things I want to talk to you about today. Love leads the way. Love leads the way to so much in your life. But the first and foremost is it leads to you having an understanding of what God has for you. Because when you know God's love for you, you know that he wants things for you. He wants to give you those desires. He wants to take care of you. He wants to provide for you. He is rooting you on. He is your biggest cheerleader. Amen? Come on. He wants you to know that you are righteous in him and you have right standing with him. You never have to feel shamed or guilt coming to the throne. Second of all, that love that he wants to deposit in you is also what he wants the world to see and know. Right? It's that love that changes. It's the love of God that compels us. It's the goodness of God, which is part of an attribute of his love, that draws people to him. Amen? Amen. Romans 5:5 in God's Word translation says, we're not ashamed to have this confidence because God's love has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So don't tell me, well, I just can't love like that. They hurt me. They did this. That I just can't. You don't know what they did to me. I understand. It hurts. But we don't go by feelings. We go by what God's word says. What does God's word say about his love, right? What does God's word say about his love? His love has been poured into our hearts so we can love with the love of God. I'm not saying love them with fleshly love or carnal love, because that love is only based on condition. You treat me right, then I'll love you. You talk to me right, then I'll love you. You act right, then I'll love you. But God's love says, I love you unconditionally. I love you unconditionally. And I have so much for you. And I believe in you. And I'm going to take care of you. And I'm going to speak to your heart. And I'm going to teach you. And I'm going to show you my ways. And you will walk in paths that are so good, right? You'll walk in blessing. You'll walk in peace. You'll walk in joy. You will be a light to your family. You will be an example, amen, to all those you come in contact with, because the love of God is in you, amen, and you're showing it and shining it forth. The love of God constrains us. It stops us. There's times I've had moments in all relationships. How many can attain to this? So you getting into those moments with husbands and wives, or even with moms and dads, and you just are like, you know, you want to say some things, but the Holy Spirit says, don't you do it. Don't you do it. You restrain. You restrain what you want to say. And I pull back and I'm like, that's right, Lord, that's not right. That's not right. That's not love. That's not love. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit's in there. So the Holy Spirit is in there and the love of God has been poured into you. So if that ever happens, you feel like you shouldn't, but you go ahead and do it anyway, well, praise God, he forgives. But that was the Holy Spirit trying to tell you, don't go there. Or after you've done it, then the Lord's like, that wasn't right. Then go make it right. Because then that makes it more real to you. And it makes it more, what's the word I'm trying to look for? It makes it where you understand that that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you to walk in the love of God. Amen? So, and only that, when we choose to love and we choose to listen to how the Holy Spirit wants to love through us, there's blessing on the other side of our obedience to that for people around us and sometimes to us. See, so, and I know Cindy was praying for this gentleman that she had compassion for. God knows, see, what's going to come in his life. And God can make a way where there seems no way for him. Amen? He can turn it around. If when we pray for people, doesn't it say to bless those who curse you and pray for them that despitefully use you? I believe that's in my Bible. Yeah. So, so the love of God is in us, and the love of God can be manifested through us. But it's you're going to notice it more the more you draw close to God, the more you know God, the more you spend time with the Holy Spirit and speaking to him and asking him to reveal it to you in the word. As you're reading, say, Holy Spirit, reveal it to me. As I'm reading the word, show me where your love is manifested to people. Where it's, I mean, the Lord had me read, when I started learning the love of God in a greater degree, I read through the Gospels over and over. The Lord says, I want you to read the Gospels over and over until I tell you to stop. That's all I did for, I think it was 1 year. I just read them over and over. Started in Matthew, ended in John. Go back to Matthew, went through all Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Just kept reading them over and over because it was so much, God showing so much love there. So much love there. Even with the religious people who were trying to stop him. Who took him to the cross, seriously. But this is the thing, is we need to understand the love of God is what helps us to go further in our walk with him in faith. And being led by the Spirit of God. Let's look at Galatians 5:22-23. So if we know him, we'll know his Spirit, and we will produce attributes of the Spirit. And it says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against those things. Come on, is that not our God? All those attributes are God right there. Come on. That's just attributes of God and his goodness. When we continue to develop knowing God and his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, we will begin or should begin to know his love for us and how much he loves us, and also walking in his love for those around us. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13:13, for time's sake, I'm just going to touch on that. Talks about that. That there's three things that last forever: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is love, right? And then 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 8. I'm not going to read that whole thing. You can actually just go to 4 through 8 because 1 through 3 is basically talking about that, you know, you're a clanging gong, a clanging cymbal and a noisy gong. Thank you. I kind of said it backwards, but anyway, if you don't have love, you can move mountains with faith. You can have mountain-moving faith, and you can sacrifice, and your body to be burned, and you can do all these things. But if you have not love, you have nothing, right? You have nothing. You gain nothing if you do not walk in the love of God, if you do not choose the love of God, because faith works by love. Everything is in the foundation of the love of God. So it's so important, church. I want the difference to have a culture of the love of God. I want people to get to know. They go, where do you go to church? And you're like, I go to the difference. They're like, wow, you're just so kind. And there's something different about you. There's a spirit, because it's a spirit of love on you. You love people, right? Love never fails. Love never fails. You are, I've seen it time and time again with my husband, with my family, people that didn't treat me right, the love of God. I walked in love and gave them to God. Brother Hagin used to say that. He said there was one time, and he was mature in the Lord, but he got out of love with his one of his nieces, and different times the Lord would show him, you get right back into love. He goes, because a step out of love is a step in the wrong direction. It's a step towards sin. Sinning, you know. And so anyway, there's his niece. He got out of love with his niece, and he got upset with her and said some things. And I a couple days later, he saw her, and he came up to her, and he was experiencing symptoms. And Brother Hagin never experienced symptoms, of sickness of any kind. He just didn't, hardly ever. If he said if they did, then he commanded it to go, and he just knew it was gone, and he was, before he knew it, there was no symptoms. But he was experiencing that. As soon as his niece came over, he came up to her, and he goes, honey, I'm sorry. I want to apologize. I was not in love. I stepped out of love with you, and I didn't say that right, and I should have said it, you know, differently, and blah, 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 and I just want you to forgive me. And she was like, well, Grandpa, it's good, you know, or granddaughter, yeah. Anyways, where was I with that? Oh, and so she said, oh, Grandpa, you're fine. You know what? By the end of that day, all those symptoms were gone. Because, see, he closed the door to the enemy. Because he was not allowing that. You know, when we start to get into pride, which, what's the root of stepping out of love? Pride. Then it opens the door to the enemy, you know. Now, God, see, he was mature enough to know. Now, God is faithful that when you're still learning, he's merciful. God's a merciful God. So don't feel like, oh, great, if I step out of love. No, just God knows where you're at. But if he touches, if he speaks to your heart, God's merciful. He's good. His love is mercy. Amen. But Brother Hagin knew. And so he said he immediately got that right, man. He was like, I'm on that. So that's what we need to be like. We need to be on it and make it right, right? Okay, so 4-8. This is what the attributes of the Holy Spirit is. This is what we should be seeing. If we're knowing God and knowing the Holy Spirit, we should see these attributes in our life. Love is patient and kind. The love of God in us is not jealous or boastful or proud. The love of God is not rude. It does not talk rude or unmannerly. You don't have to put people down. That's rude, right? Love does not demand its own way. Oh, come on. How many know? That's a hard one. In relationships, driving, PK right now would be like, oh, him in traffic. The Lord tests him. Not the Lord. I'm just kidding. But the Lord allows him to go, see that? You need to take care of that. Love does not demand its own way. It's not irritable, not easily irritated, one translation says. It does not keep a record of being wronged, right? It does not rejoice. God's love does not rejoice at injustice when something bad happens. But it rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Come on. The love of God in us never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. God's love never fails. Prophecy speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but the love of God will last forever. It'll last forever. We're taking the love of God with us to eternity. Amen? All right. Look at John 13. 34 and 35. John 13, 34 and 35, and I'm almost done. There we go. So now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Okay, I'm going to read this out of God's Word translation. It says, I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other in the same way that I have loved you. Right there, that hit me hard when I was studying, and that was powerful. He said, will you love people the same way that I love you? Come on. The same way that I love you. How does God love us? Forgives unconditionally. But let's break it down. He forgives us. He's patient with us. He's long-suffering with me. I don't know about you, but he's long-suffering with me. He has a lot of patience with me. He forgives me all the time, right? He doesn't talk down to me. He doesn't belittle me. He never gives up on me. He believes the best in me. That's how God loves me. Am I loving that way? Church, are we loving that way? We receive that love from God, and God's saying, my people, there's people out there hurting that they don't see any of that. But we can be that to them, right? We can be that to him. However he wants to show that love through us. You know, as we're listening to the Holy Spirit to do it, that's what we need to do. Why does God love us? Is it because we deserve it? Yet we feel like people Do we do that to people? Well, they don't deserve my love. They don't deserve my forgiveness. Come on, let's be real with ourselves. Let's just, I'm not saying, just check in your heart. Is this you? You know, why does he love us? Is it because we show him our good actions and we do so good, so much good efforts for him? No. I mean, we do our best because we want to please him. But you know that ain't right. But why do we expect that from other people if we have the love of God in us and we're to walk that out? Is it because we never make mistakes? We know that's not true. We all know that. So, come on. He loves us because it's his choice to love us. He chooses to love us every day because he's a good God and he is love, and you cannot separate love and God. They are one. He is love. He is love expressed to you, right? So that should be our walk. God expressed to people through love, right? That the love of God in us is expressed out to somebody else. So I think we need to start praying, God, show me your love for me more and more. But I'm going to choose. I'm going to make a choice to walk out the love of God in my life, whether I feel it or not. Amen? It's a choice, right? It's a choice. God loves us by choosing to love us no matter what. Nothing can separate us from his love. Nothing. God is with us, and he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And because of the love of God and what God did on the cross, the redemptive work, because it was the love of God that compelled him to send Jesus, right? And gave us the redemptive work. Therefore, his love chooses to forgive us over and over, right? So maybe we need to choose to forgive over and over. Come on. You can stand up. His love believes in us over and over, right? So maybe we need to start believing in people over and over. That doesn't mean you have to trust everything they do. It means that you're rooting them on. You're believing in that they're going to overcome, that you're praying for them to overcome. See, forgiveness is given. Trust is earned, right? But we can trust God to do the work in them, right? His love believes over and over and never gives up on us, so we need to not give up on people. His love shows mercy anew every morning, right? So we need to be merciful. His love is patient with us and kind to us, so we should be patient and kind to those around us. And it goes on and on, right? So everything that in Corinthians has, we are to represent that in what we do. You can choose to love just as Christ loved. So this is my challenge to you, church. I challenge you to evaluate your own life today. Let's evaluate your own life. What is it that you see in your life today? What is it that you see? Can it be said about you that you possess the love of God? Can it be said about you that you have the attributes of the love of God operating through your life to some degree? Not perfectly. God is not asking for you to do it perfectly. He's saying, are you doing something? Are you just making an effort to do it? Because it's in there. You got to choose it over the flesh, right? The more you read, and me and PK always do this, we always tell people when we give them marriage counseling or even with parents and children, if there's problems, we say, read the love chapter 4-8 over and over with your name in it, because you're declaring that's who you are. I am a person that's loving and kind and patient and not rude or unmannerly and so on and so forth, right? If you're having that person that's challenging at work, you know, do that over and over and say, God, show me. Show me how to love them. Purpose today to develop and grow in God and his love for you and for those around you. Allow his love to permeate your being that you may live a life pleasing to God. Amen. For God is love, and he is all that love is. He is all that love is. It's all in God. Become a person that is a love person, right? Become a person that loves like the Father God, the unconditional love of God, not based on conditions. Amen. Let's walk it out. Let's be the light. Let's be that what God has wanted us to be, and let them see him love them, right? Through however he tells us to express it. or how we don't express it. Maybe it won't be expressing something we want to express in our flesh, but we say, and they'll be like, wow, that's different. Most people respond differently. They didn't respond the way I thought they would, right? Come on. And then it starts to bother them. Then they're like, they want to know a little bit more about you. So I just think that the love of God is amazing. And I thank God for his love because, right, his love never fails. It didn't fail you. You're here today because of his love. Somebody out there needs that. Let's shine it. Let's show it forth. Let's listen to the Holy Spirit, how we can show the love of God. But we got to get in and know him more and know how that love is going to manifest through us. Amen? Hallelujah. Father God, we just